Did you see?
Just like I'm always sure looking at stuff, and
I'm sure I didn't. I haven't I'm just like, seen anything lately.
Oh. A guest, a repeat guest on our show. Did their penis on HBO Max. Did you see that?
Their penis on HBO Max?
They did it on HBO Max. And I read about this in Vulture.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this and I'm thinking, I like reading about this fine. But what I really like reading about in Vulture is myself, my podcast. Like
I'd like to put my podcast on HBO Max in Vulture.
And what, like, so this is in Vulture. This is great. Like, this is, again.
Who was it, Io?
It was not Io. It was, it was Joel.
Okay.
Joel can boost
it. You asked. Boosted.
When I heard about that, put the dollar bills on the, I put the dollar bills on the screen.
Well, let's
Joel
talk about
cum
this, Kevin.
Blaster. What about that? Joel cum blaster.
And the article, it's apparently that's not what happens. Because in the article, it says that it's flaccid. And I'm like, okay, well, I can do that too. Like, here's my, okay. Kevin, who's your guy?
That's actually
at Patreon?
The main thing I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's my guy?
Yes.
It was Tom, Patreon. Now like, it's Samantha. Like,
I have a new thing I do called flacking off, which is, it's similar to whacking off. It's similar to masturbation, but it's flaccid the whole time.
Like that's, I don't understand
right
how
about
to get
that,
me,
Vulture?
How to get me being flaccid into Vulture. But I wonder about this.
I'm flacking off constantly. I don't know why they're not picking that up, putting that in one of their little listicles or whatever they do over there.
Samantha's your liaison?
Yep, Samantha's
I think this has to go to the top. Didn't okay. we actually, didn't, th- like, didn't
Wait,
we...
Wait, doesn't that mean Samantha's into chicks? Oh, bro, she's a liaison?
The L word.
Get me on the league. They wouldn't do that on the league?
This whole episode is very the league. Let's keep going.
Get
Kevin.
Me on the league. Flack it off.
Yes.
Liaison. This is so the league coded.
What's some of the league stuff? For most of the league things, I'm like, when am I going to use this?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm trying to use it on
the Like, what were some of the league ones,
there.
Kevin? You know this.
They had one for Jackin' It that was pretty nuts, too. They had a couple for Jackin' It. Let me look it up. What did they call masturbation?
Just look up different league. Stuff from the league.
Okay. Different stuff. Saying.
They said. Different stuff from the league, they said.
Please. Hilarious one-liners from the league. Okay.
It's not really one-liners per se.
I don't need the one-liners. I need some of the
I need
vocab.
Way more than one.
What I need is the terminology.
Yes.
They had their Wait. Own damn dictionary.
This one's good. The first one's good. He shoots, he scores. The league is on fire tonight.
That was one of the one-liners?
That's a one-liner from the league?
That's not
the number
terms.
One one-liner.
Different stuff from the league, they said terms.
Yeah. Different stuff from the league, terms, vocab. League-specific slang.
These are all
20
from...
times the league snapped on us with the vocab.
I'm day drunk, get ready to see my dick. That's what one of them is.
Okay. 200 times the league brought the terms.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
That's not terms.
That's not terms. That's one-liners.
Now it's all starting to make sense that Kevin thinks this is terms.
Gattaca? Yeah. Is that one? This is a term.
Gattaca?
Yeah.
That's an entire movie. Fear Boner.
Fear Boner.
And that's they
maybe
the main
shortened
one.
It to Froner, did they, or something like that at some point? But Fear Boner was one I know. And so it's like, where are other terms like that? I know they had to have more. They were coining phrases left and right. Type in this. Term paper, more like term show. 888 times the league taught us a new word that's become part of our everyday vocab. Here comes the term sheet. The terminal list. The terminal list.
The terminal list.
The league would have done something with that, man. Oh, boy, oh, I'll tell you what.
Here, I found a list immediately, instantly, right away. Dick chicken, a game in which two men who are exposing their penises yes. inch closer and closer until someone their penises touch.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when someone my penises touch. Dump buddies, a friend with whom you can hang out with and talk to while you're doing number two.
Dump buddies.
Pre-Zoom era much?
That's a term.
Fear boner. Oh my goodness. These guys were getting down.
Yeah, they were going. They were going. Loco.
So many terms about getting down so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, can you just pull up and to just like the let's talk to the CEO.
Okay, Jack.
Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Jack. We
yep.
are prepared to do our penis on the video feed.
Mm-hmm.
Jack.
Are you prepared to pay for it?
Mm-hmm. Really
good. Someone's got to pay.
Second half to that. Because I was thinking, I was getting excited to do it. Then I was going, wait a minute, what's in it for me?
Yes, someone's got to pay for this. And also, I'm not going to do it. But we'll do a thing where...
Come on.
Because, Kevin, you can do a split screen, right?
I'm going to give you that much pleasure?
Can you do a split screen where the bottom half, it's like me talking up top, but then the bottom half is a different feed entirely. Different show. I don't even want to be in the room where this is happening. I might get a Froner.
The room where it happens.
And then someone else comes in.
Hambleton. Fucking Hambleton, dude.
Someone else is sitting there flacking off. And it's me, not even from the waist up necessarily. From like the, maybe they're talking and doing good podcast stuff too. So maybe it's from like my upper lip up is me.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can find someone who can be flacking off in there and be doing a really good podcast.
Yeah. I'd like to have some kind of technology, and Kevin, you can figure this out yourself, where it's basically just my eyebrows up is me.
Eyebrows.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having different eyes making some expressions. The nose and mouth should absolutely be someone else, because that's gonna affect some of how the speech sounds too.
Yeah.
The nose. And I think that we should get that rocking. And there should be some flacking off downstairs. We were talking about Hambleton. I think you brought it up. I don't know who did. but I had something occur to my twisted mind, which is this is me talking to a friend who loves a particular HBO show from the past and from the present. Mm-hmm. And they've recently found out that the creator of Hambleton is very promiscuous.
Okay, gosh. We don't have time, but I do think I could put this all together just on the props.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you, but you could put it together. Would you rather put it together?
No. It would be really satisfying. I just don't think we have enough time.
You'll
get it. A particular HBO show from before and now.
Yeah.
And you're talking to them about a show that they
like? I'm talking to them. No. They like that show. I need to know that in order to execute the comment I'm going to make. They just like it. I know they like it. And I am talking to them, and I've recently gotten some gossip about the creator of Hambleton.
Okay.
And I go, and I'm like, that he's rather promiscuous. And okay. I go, from what I'm told, he's a little more of a Lin-Manuel Samantha than Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay, got it. So you're talking to someone who likes...
They like Sex in the City.
They have to like Sex in the City to
I think they'd better.
It's definitely
to enjoy it.
Yes.
To enjoy the comment.
He's a little more of a Lin-Manuel Samantha.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it would have really taken me owning his sexuality. Taken me a really long time. It would have taken me a really long time. You know why it would have taken me forever? I was in the show title area.
Yeah.
Title area. Especially from you not saying, you refusing to say the name of the show.
I was refusing to say so many things.
The creator's name was going to come up, and I thought it was going to combine with the name of the show.
No, that would have been, good.
And maybe we can make it so, just trying to think how this is going to work. So it's like at the very least, like somewhere in the upper lip to above eyebrow area is where the split screen is. I don't know who's recording first, but someone's going to have to, you know how they do like voice acting. Like you're watching the other piece. So someone is going to have to be like watching the other video for how either the top of the head moves or how the rest of the body moves. What I'd actually like to do is I record first. I do a whole 50-minute podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just like sitting, you know, but I'm doing stuff. I'm like moving around like I would. Then this person comes in. Nude from the waist. They can be wearing like a top, but yeah, like nude from the waist down, flacking off.
Yeah, I'm picturing a mesh vest.
They sit. They do a whole podcast, and the question is, can they do it on Patreon? And should, I mean, like, is this a way to like get into some stuff? People will pay for this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying for HBO Max to see Joel come blaster.
And people
What's
are like,
your the league name? Hey, everybody, figure out your the league name.
What's your
league
the league
name? Is your name plus come?
And people who are like, why are you talking? This is your friend. Why are you talking about his penis being on TV? It's in the news.
I'm reporting the news.
I'm helping him. He did the news about it. I'm helping him.
I'm helping him. He's in the news. I'm reporting the news on him. I'm helping you. You don't get the news. I get the news. I get it.
Why are you talking about it? Why are you talking about me talking about it? We're not friends. I'm friends with him. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm actually getting pissed.
And so I'm talking about his penis is on TV. Like, I actually know him. You're saying, why are you talking about your friend's penis being on TV?
Hey, get that out of your fucking mouth.
Don't talk about that.
Don't talk about that stuff. You don't know him. I know him. Don't talk about me talking about him. That's totally inappropriate.
Did you hear what they changed Patreon fans?
Only the Lonely. So, you know, we've done a little bit of free associating, but it is Kevin's annual birthday podcast episode.
Tell your birthday stories, Kevin.
Come on.
You don't have all that much time left, but.
Well, I went to Vegas for Eli and Solana's Vegas wedding. Drive down on my birthday. Go to the casino.
So Eli and Solana's Vegas wedding was in Vegas this year. Okay.
They did it in Vegas this year. Day after my birthday.
It's really nice that they celebrate, Eli and Solana celebrate your birthday by having a Vegas wedding every year. And this year it's in Vegas.
We go to the Cosmo. I put a 20 in.
Oh, you must be fans of a certain HBO show.
am I wrong here?
From before and now.
Yeah. Kevin Bartlett, more like Kevin Charlotte.
You think his name is Bartlett?
Yeah.
Kevin Bartlett.
Kevin Bartlett.
More like Kevin Charlotte.
I put a 20 in the Willy Wonka game. Set my drink down.
And just whoopsie. Like that.
Mm-hmm. And just like that. Whoopsie. $6 bet. Extra. The Oompa Loompa take me to the clouds. And what I get back? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 7 and I tried to get lucky the night before and it didn't work.
Okay, so wait, you put in a 20. You put in a 20 and you put a $6 spin?
I believe so, yeah. And I got
Kevin,
7.
You just showed
3 spins.
Kevin, you just showed all that money on the feed, on the video feed, all the bills. People are going to screenshot it. Print it out, and then you're going to go to the store, and people are going to say, someone spent this money already.
Sir, you're under arrest.
Mm-hmm.
This money is stolen. It's counterfeit money.
This is double money.
This is double money, sir. You're under arrest.
I got
and they're not going to have any problems. They're going to go into
Dick
their...
you and Dick Cheney making small talk in the fucking paddy wagon. Not good, Kevin. Not smart.
I gotta show you this picture.
They're gonna figure out in the Discord who gets which bill to spend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what Monica and Paula Jones said. And so they're not gonna, there's gonna be a brief, simple plan. Mm-hmm. In the Discord, where they're like,
well,
okay,
our fan base is decimated. They're all going to be fucking blasting each other with shotguns in an old remote cabin within the week.
It's going to be brief
all
in
we're
terms
ask
of
them to do, yeah.
Brief in terms of time, if not intensity. It's going to play out very mm-hmm. fast.
Our fucking Hollywood Handbook Discord, just the fucking OGs, all gather. Okay. None of us can spend this money.
Then the wedding happens. Very cool. The next day, everyone go to Magic Mike. You guys have fun. I have other plans. I call up Carmine's at the Caesars. Table for one. Actually, I do it online. They call me. Hi, is this Kevin? We saw you do table for one. You know this family style, right? Say, I'm awfully hungry. I sit down. One spaghetti, please. I get spaghetti for four. I'm there for a while.
That's really good that they put the two spoons on top for you to...
Pitcher of water.
A pitcher of water.
A pitcher of water, a huge basket of garlic and bread.
Yes.
And some sort of Bloody sangria. Mary.
Yeah. Wine sangria.
Wine sangria. Also family style.
I don't practice sangria.
Then, after that, oh, I'm stuffed. I gotta lay down. Where do I go?
Why don't you want to go see Magic Mike?
Monte Cristo Cigar Lounge. One cigar, one espresso, one old fashioned, please.
Oh my God. These are also big. Is it possible that you are
small?
Just teeny weeny? Why
someone drink you on this trip?
Why is even the espresso so big?
It does look huge. Jeez, man. You're standing on the surface of that chair. We just can't see you. You're behind the table. What? Yeah, why won't you go to Magic Mike? They all went to Magic Mike. You weren't invited, or you don't? You won't?
I was invited, but you know, you saw stuff? Eli's speech at the wedding. I'm always the first to tell people when I don't want to do something.
But are you the last issue? To tell us why?
Yeah.
It's probably an amazing show.
Probably it pretty is. Fun.
There's a big drummer on stage too.
I'll so you've you. Seen it.
I saw videos.
You watched videos to vet the show Magic Mike. There's a big drummer on stage. Once again, I feel like you might have gotten small at some point.
Yeah, huge the drummer's drummer. Probably normal size, I gotta say.
Never seen a drummer that I'd be like, that's a big drummer.
I'll tell you why. I went last time. I got kicked out for air drumming too hard. I was in the back doing all the drum parts along.
Too hard. Everyone else is doing it, but respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Almost
not trying to
out.
Show up the big drummer.
I did poke my head in at the 6-hour strip club event the night of the wedding, though. First, baby's first time.
Mm-hmm.
Did I go to the wrong strip club? Spend $200 with Harry? Maybe. Was given some bad intel.
Okay.
Spearmint, so rhino, peppermint, hippo. Happens.
Wait. Is that real?
It is.
So Kevin did tell me this already. Mm-hmm. I did look it up to be like, this sounds fake. They're allowed to do
this. It sounds like it sounds like a Kevin joke. I mean, it sounds like...
Well, here's what it actually
not
is.
Just a fake joke. It sounds like one that Kevin would write.
They went, so Spearmint Rhino, famous. South Park does a Vegas episode or something, and instead of Spearmint Rhino, they can't use that name. They go to the Peppermint Hippo.
Mm-hmm.
It shows on screen for 1 second. They have to make this show, like, it has to be on TV in 15 minutes. Just fucking, you know, just put whatever up there. Peppermint Hippo, great. That's better than we need.
Mm-hmm.
They, somewhere, are like, we should do a real business of this. Mm-hmm. And Kevin's friends say, let's go to that one. The South, the one they did from South
the
Park.
The South Park one. That's so correct.
Let's go to that one for 6 hours.
Let's go to the parody strip club. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do they have, is it like a bulk thing? Like the longer you stay, the.
I think that was the goal. And it turned, the bill showed that that was not the case.
Okay. You just keep paying for things at the same
rate. You keep paying more.
Oh, it's more.
Mm. Okay.
Got it. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And what'd you see in there?
God.
Go ahead.
Kevin walks in. You're working there. You're just trying to do your job. Kevin comes in. You're just like, okay, I'm not like an educator. Like, it's not part of my responsibility to like hold this fucking guy's hand through like every aspect of this experience, including like I have to show him how to drink his drink. I have to help him find his money. I have to help him undo the Velcro on his wallet.
Mm-hmm. Did you see a big Gozungo?
Yeah.
Saw a couple.
A couple? Mm-hmm. What else?
TDs.
Huh? TDs. Wait, what's it? What'd you say?
TDs.
What do you think a Gozungo is?
I wonder. Uh-oh.
This is what I kept asking them.
Okay, yeah.
What's a Gozungo?
two human men for the Gozungo show, please. Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Harry was doing
so
it
you
right.
You were all over the place. I don't even know if you ended up in a strip club. You probably went through one of those car washes where you stay in your car.
Harry was doing his right. He got strippers to sign up for the podcast he works on.
Wow.
I should have been doing that.
Sign up for it.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That's more helpful.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
saying.
And we'll get
there. TD situation.
A few more decades in this game, you'll learn how to talk about.
I'm so close.
People listening to the show. Hey, sign up for my podcast.
That's my problem.
It makes me sad when Kevin has a birthday, man.
Another
that makes
one.
Me really
Didn't
sad.
We just have one?
I mean, if he's the age that he is now, what does that mean for me?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Kevin's becoming an old head. Cooked.
Isn't it true, though? All right, Crazy. Kevin, one more birthday story, and it better be about how small you are.
Saw the Killers do a 2-hour set. Hot Fuzz.
Okay, so you did that on you called it that when you told
fuzz.
Me about this on the phone.
Dang
too.
It. I'm so
And I was just thinking like is this ever about to do the damn thing again?
Is it weird, like how I pronounce it, Gozungas?
Yeah, you say Gozungas.
Somebody told me that you had an album named after a movie. It came out starring Simon Pegg.
That was good, huh? That's where they're from. All their high school friends are there.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Oh, okay. I was in charge of the music on the party bus on the way to the wedding. They say, okay, here's the Bluetooth. Everyone look at me. My time to shine.
Did you know here's Green Day's first album actually wasn't Dookie? They had a bad one before that.
What'd you play?
Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Shania Twain. Someone came up to me afterward. I gotta get that playlist. I said, buddy, it was all off the dome. He gasped.
I gotta get that playlist
mm-hmm.
of the most available songs.
The most popular songs right now.
The bride's
Roan.
The day after the wedding, and I thought he looked pretty normal. The day after the wedding, Harry and Jake and I were
gotta
in the lobby
playlist.
Area.
Oh, talk to any 38-year-old woman. They kick ass. Like, they're awesome, but like this is what they're listening to. Like,
sure.
It's like 1,000
the hits. Harry comes down, Jake comes down.
Here's my question. When I was, like, young, small like Kevin,
mm-hmm.
and the girls my age were listening to Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, we know, like,
we know what they were up to.
But were 38-year-old women listening to that as well? I just don't know. I guess I should
was
ask my mom.
Did social media condense?
Yes.
Culture
was
in that way.
Was social media
because it is like, I'm aware, you know, whatever between like TikTok and Instagram, it's like I'm aware of Sabrina Carpenter and Chapel Roan in,
sure,
in a way that I probably wouldn't have been, that if that a 20-year-old man would not have been 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I, yeah, I, yes, I know that song.
Yeah. Why do I? Yeah. Well, it's an interesting
HOTDOGT. I know.
I'm gonna keep on dancing at the peppermint hippopotamus. I'm gonna keep on dancing.
Jake came down smoking a cigarette. The bride's mom's friend goes up to Jake and goes, "You look how I feel."
Wait, Jake, what Jake is this?
Jake Bender. Came to the lobby.
Came down from where?
Blasting
cigs. Just came into the lobby, lit a cig.
Don't put him on blast like that, man.
It was cool.
It's a secret. Yeah. That woman proceeded to say that to every other person she saw in Las Vegas and like multiple inanimate objects, just like a fucking went up to the... Went up to like the Batman Forever slot machine or something.
You look how I feel. Well, what if Jake was like, "Well, you also look how you feel." Probably even more. You're the one who feels like that.
Well, it's been another great pro version. We have to do this again, guys. We just have to.
We gotta figure out a time. I missed this. Every time I do this, I'm like, we have to. We're like, why don't we do this every week?
Yeah.
What's on your hand? Did you make the money into rings?
He's got cigar rings. He's got cigar wrapper rings.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna put them in
again.
A book.
I feel like those are supposed to be.
They shouldn't take up the whole finger like that.
Bye.
Hollywood.